Today on Gardening in a Minute, oak trees. Oaks are large trees that provide shade in the summer and fuel for fires in the winter. The 19 species of oaks native to Florida include many of our most common and attractive trees, like Schumard and live oaks. These trees provide valuable wildlife habitat and food, and some offer showy autumn foliage. Oaks are typically strong and durable and have a long lifespan. When pruned properly, many of the different varieties of oaks are fairly hurricane resistant. Oaks grow relatively quickly and can provide shade for your home. Many oaks are deciduous, meaning that they drop their leaves during the winter. Live oak is evergreen, as it gets its new leaves about the same time that it drops its old leaves. Don't wait another day. Plant an oak today. For more information on oak trees, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cycads. Cycads are an ancient group of subtropical plants that coexisted with the dinosaurs. They dominated the earth then, but now are endangered. Cycads are attractive in landscapes, and their stems may be subterranean or thick and trunk-like. Instead of flowers, cycad plants, which are either male or female, produce cones and seeds, which are often large and colorful. The popular native Florida Coontie is a low-maintenance landscape plant that thrives in sun or shade. It has a long history in Florida and served as a major source of starch for Native Americans. In northern parts of the state, the King Sago, bamboo cycad, and diunes are reliable choices. In frost-free parts of Florida, your cycad options are almost endless. Plant a relic from the past and enjoy it tomorrow. For more information about cycads, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden safety. Spring brings out the gardener in many of us, and this time of year it's especially important to remember garden safety. Our gardens and yards are surprisingly dangerous places with powerful lawnmowers, heavy tools, and potent chemicals. Dress appropriately for working outside. Wear sturdy shoes, fitted clothes, eye protection, and heavy gloves. Handle gasoline carefully. Never fill tanks while equipment is running or still hot from use. Wipe up all spills and keep all hazardous chemicals like gas and pesticides secured and out of reach. Be especially mindful of young people. Never mow when there are children around and keep them away from power equipment. Follow all directions on gardening products and tools and stay safe this gardening season. For more information on garden safety, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cannas. Cannas are perennials that are valued for their large, tropical-looking foliage and showy, colorful flowers. Canna flowers come in vibrant colors like ivory, yellow, rose, salmon, and crimson. Canna foliage is just as ornamental and may be pure green, greenish-blue, coppery to purplish, ruby, or even green with white stripes. Cultivars of cannas can range from a foot and a half in height to more than 6 feet tall. They can be grown as borders or in masses in beds. Cannas do best in well-drained, loamy soil, rich in organic matter, and they love the sun. They even do well in our hot Florida summers with enough water. Try out this lovely and versatile plant in your landscape. For more information on cannas, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, chinch bugs. Chinch bugs are a major pest of St. Augustine turf and cause a lot of damage. They like hot weather, but in some parts of Florida are active year-round. Chinch bug damaged areas appear as yellow to brown patches, and injury typically occurs first in grass that's water-stressed or in full sun. Not all brown grass indicates a chinch bug infestation. If you suspect you have chinch bugs, look in the thatch layer for the black and white adults, and you can peel back the bottoms of the leaf blades to find the orange nymphs. The area to target is the transition zone as it goes from green to brown. If you do have chinch bugs, you'll need to devise a plan to get rid of them. Follow the label directions on an appropriate pesticide for control. For more information on chinch bugs, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.